On Monday, a federal judge will take up U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's lawsuit targeting the Obama administration over the Affordable Care Act. As WUWM reports, another Republican in the state's congressional delegation is criticizing Johnson for filing the suit. Senator Johnson is fighting a decision the Obama administration made after the Affordable Care Act became law. The decision involves health care benefits for members of Congress and their aides. The White House said if they buy health insurance through a certain plan on the health care exchange, the federal government would help pay the cost of their premiums. Johnson says the decision circumvents the health care law. He says lawmakers voted not to include employer contributions for members of Congress and congressional staff because it wouldn't be fair for them to get special treatment.
My lawsuit is basically to overturn that unequal, that special treatment for members of Congress, which was granted by executive fiat, that President Obama doesn't have the authority to do so.
Johnson says the administration has made more than 20 changes to the Affordable Care Act without seeking congressional approval. He says a number of his Republican colleagues share his concern and have come to his side in the lawsuit. Wisconsin's Jim Sensenbrenner is not among them. While he opposes the Affordable Care Act, Sensenbrenner says the lawsuit is an unfortunate political stunt that focuses on a trivial issue. Sensenbrenner adds employer contributions to health care are a standard benefit in many workplaces, and he says the benefit helps employers, including members of Congress, retain the best workers. Senator Johnson's lawsuit is in the hands of a federal judge in Green Bay who has scheduled oral arguments for today. He'll decide whether Johnson has standing to challenge the administration's rule in court. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.